This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Global infections from the coronavirus are now well over 5 million. And while many hard-hit European countries have significantly curbed the rise of cases, Latin America has been in the grip of an infection surge. Reuters' Edward Baran reports the region has overtaken the United States and Europe in the past week to report the largest portion of new cases globally.
Global cases surpassed 5 million on Wednesday, with Latin America overtaking the US and Europe in the past week to report the largest portion of new cases globally. Latin America accounted for around a third of the 91,000 cases reported earlier this week. A large number of those new cases came from Brazil, which recently surpassed Germany, France, and the UK to become the third largest outbreak in the world, behind the United States and Russia.
That's Reuters' Edward Baran reporting. Meanwhile, British healthcare workers are beginning to take part in a University of Oxford-led international trial of two anti-malarial drugs to see if they can prevent COVID-19, including one U.S. President Donald Trump says he has been taking. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Plans have been put in place for further test sites in Southeast Asia, Italy, Portugal, Africa, and South America. 40,000 frontline healthcare workers will be involved. So far, the COPCOV team says lab evidence showed these drugs might be effective in preventing or treating coronavirus, but there was no conclusive proof. The best way to find out its effectiveness is in a randomized clinical trial. The results are expected by the end of this year.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. For more on this, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. China says it will retaliate if the U.S. Congress passes legislation seeking sanctions against China over the coronavirus pandemic. Washington has criticized Beijing for its initial handling of the virus. On Wednesday, President Trump stepped up the rhetoric by tweeting that China was responsible for, quote, mass worldwide killing. Commerce throughout the United States has started to slowly ease back to life. But the U.S. Labor Department reports 2.4 million more workers filed for unemployment compensation last week. AP's Mike Hempin has more.
The Tokyo Olympic Games.
The Labor Department says more than 2.4 million people applied for jobless aid last week, pushing the total to 38.6 million who have sought benefits since the virus triggered widespread business shutdowns 2 months ago. And that total does not include 2.2 million people who sought aid under a new federal program for self-employed contractor and gig workers. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates the economy is shrinking at a 38% annual rate this quarter. That would be by far the worst quarterly contraction on record. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The head of the International Olympic Committee has, for the first time, suggested the games originally scheduled for this year may be scrapped completely if it's not safe to have them by next summer. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The Tokyo Olympic Games have already been pushed back once to 2021, but now International Olympic Committee Chief Thomas Bach says the world's biggest sporting spectacle would have to be scrapped altogether if the event is unable to be held next year. In March, the IOC and the Japanese government took the unprecedented decision to delay the Games, which had been due to start in July, to protect the health of athletes and spectators. Speaking in an interview with the BBC on Wednesday, Bach said, quote, "You can't every year change the entire sports schedule worldwide of all the major federations. You can't have the athletes being in uncertainty."
That is Reuters' Adam Reed. The most powerful cyclone to strike eastern India and Bangladesh in over a decade has killed at least 72 people as rescue teams scoured devastated coastal villages on Thursday for additional victims. Many Israeli websites were hit by a coordinated cyber attack Thursday, with the homepages replaced by images of Tel Aviv in flames. Israel's National Cyber Directorate says private companies using a particular operating system were targeted, but said the damage was superficial. In global markets, the Dow Jones, S&P 500, and NASDAQ are down in midday trading. For all the latest news, please use the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Great news. It's